Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Why This Work Still Matters. There are moments in teaching where you can feel yourself drifting, not because you don't care, but because the pace, the pressure, and the expectations start to pile up. And over time, without even realizing it, you can find yourself just trying to get through the day. You show up, you do what needs to be done, but something feels a little different than it used to. And if you've been doing this work long enough, you've probably had a moment where you've wondered, does this still matter the way it used to? Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is those small classroom moments that nobody else sees. The quick conversations, the quiet wins, the moments where a student just lights up for a second. Those moments still remind me of why I love this work. The second thing that I'm thankful for is my family. They keep me grounded. They remind me that who I am matters beyond the classroom. And that balance, it helps me to show up better when I'm at school. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is growth. The chance to keep learning, adjusting, and becoming better over time. Not perfect, just better. All right, well, let's get into it. The topic, once again, is why this work still matters. Teaching has always been meaningful work, but that doesn't mean it always feels that way. There are days when the work feels heavy. There are days when the system feels overwhelming. And there are days where it feels like you're managing more than you're actually teaching. It feels like you're managing more and you're versus teaching. And over time, that can slowly disconnect you from the reason you started in the first place, y'all. Not all at once, just a little at a time. And honestly, over these last 10 weeks, walking through this work, thinking about it, talking through it, I have realized this is something I don't want to lose. There's something forming here, something bigger than just a set of episodes. So today I want to talk about why this work still matters. Why it still matters even when it feels hard, even when it feels heavy, and even when it feels like you're just trying to get through the day. First off, this work was never meant to be easy. Not at all. If this work were easy, it wouldn't carry the weight that it does. You're working with people, with emotions, with challenges, with potential. And that kind of work, it will stretch you. The difficulty doesn't mean something is wrong. It means the work matters. You don't have to always see the impact right away. And a lot of times you won't. You don't always see the impact right away. A lot of what you do doesn't show up immediately. Not in a test, not in a report. It shows up later. in confidence, in trust, in how a student sees themselves. And just because you don't see it right away doesn't mean it's not happening. The system can blur your purpose. There are days when it feels like you're managing everything except the reason you became a teacher. Schedules, expectations, meetings, behavior. And if you're not careful, you can start to believe that's the job, but it's not. That's not the heart of the work. Students still need what you bring, even on the days when you don't feel your best. Students still benefit from your presence, from your consistency, from the way you show up. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be there. Caring is what makes it heavy. The reason this work feels heavy is because you care. If you didn't care, it wouldn't be so tough, y'all. If you didn't care, it would be easier, right? It would also be empty. That weight you feel, that's connected to meaning. A lot of teachers forget that or miss that. A lot of administrators do as well. You are shaping more than academics. You're not just teaching content. You're shaping experiences. You're shaping how students feel about school, how they feel about themselves. The impact goes far beyond any lesson. You can be tired and still believe in this work. There are going to be days when you're tired, days when your energy is low. That doesn't mean you've lost your passion. It means you're human. You're human, y'all. And you can be tired and still believe deeply in what you're doing. Sometimes you need to reconnect, not replace. It's easy to think that you need something new, a new strategy, a new system, a new approach. But sometimes you just need to reconnect, to remember why you started. See, this work is shaping you too. You're not the same teacher you were when you started. I don't care if this is your first year teaching, or if this is your 20th year, or your 40th year. You're not the same teacher you were when you started. And that's not a bad thing. You've grown. You've learned. You have adapted. But it's still worth asking, are you becoming the teacher you want to be? And it still matters because people matter. At the end of the day, this work matters because students matter. Not as numbers, not as data, but as people. As long as that's true, this work will always matter, y'all. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that teaching isn't about being perfect. It's about being present, showing up for students day after day, even when it's not easy. And there will be moments when it feels heavy, moments where it feels hard. But that doesn't mean it doesn't matter. It means it does. So wherever you are right now, just remember that this work still matters. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.